This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Show, and that means it's Doug, that's D, Jen, that's the J, Victoria, that's the V, and we're Doug-less today, as I like to say. Dougie is out on his big birthday vacation to Italy. He'll be back later in the week. In the meantime, the ladies are ruling the roost. It's Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen at the controls at our Uplink studio in Washington, D.C. And, ladies, this caught my attention because of the name, simply. I mean, I'm pretty easy. I'm transparent. I see the word Paradise Papers, and I immediately think of, like, a vacation brochure,
right?
However, that's not exactly what the Paradise Papers are. This is a group of documents that reveal secrets of the world's elite hidden wealth. And, boy, has this been pretty juicy. And the world's biggest businesses, heads of state, global figures in politics, entertainment, sports, who have sheltered their wealth in secretive tax havens are being revealed this week in a major new investigation into Britain's offshore empires. And this isn't the first time that this has happened. I think about maybe two, three, 4 years ago, something similar happened where a lot of the United States information was revealed, some people that were looking for tax shelters. The details come from a leak of 13.4 million files that expose the global environments in which tax abuses can thrive, and the complex and seemingly artificial ways the wealthiest corporations can legally protect their wealth. So far, what we know from this project called the Paradise Papers reveals some fun things here, Victoria and Kara. Millions of pounds from the Queen's private estate has been invested in a Cayman Islands fund. Some of her money went to a retailer accused of exploiting poor families and vulnerable people. Want to know about Donald Trump's cabinet? Well, extensive offshore dealings by cabinet members, including U.S. Secretary Wilbur Ross, have proved substantial payments from a firm co-owned by Vladimir Putin's son-in-law to the shipping group owned by the Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross.
Am I the only one who didn't know Putin had a son-in-law?
I was just wondering the exact same thing.
I had no idea.
I mean,
he had a
daughter. Surprise me. He has children, yeah, but they are hidden. All right, Twitter and Facebook received hundreds of millions of dollars in investments that can be traced back to Russian state financial institutions, and that's a huge part of the reason they found themselves last week testifying before Congress about those Russian-backed ads that ran during the 2016 election cycle on both platforms. The tax-avoiding Cayman Islands Trust, managed by Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's chief money man, Now, isn't this funny that you're seeing all the corruption? I mean, we get so bogged down in the fact that the United States is the only place that has this kind of issue. But look, we've just talked about England. We've talked about the Queen. We've talked about Justin Trudeau having a connection in his cabinet. There's a previously unknown $450 million offshore trust that sheltered the wealth of Lord Ashcroft. There is aggressive tax avoidance by multinational corporations like Nike and Apple. And let's talk a little bit about some of the stuff we learned about Theresa May. This is going to be her decision now. Not only did she lose her Secretary of Defense to sexual harassment allegations, but now she's going to be pressured to see if she's going to go after some of her cabinet members who have had this tax avoidance scheme now brought to the surface. Donald Trump will be asked the same questions he already is about Wilbur Ross. The publication of this investigation, for which 380 journalists have spent a year combing through all this data, stretches back 70 years, comes at a time, of course, of growing global income equality. And so the pressure on these world leaders is going to be pretty great to try to equal the playing field, ladies.
I mean, I guess the bottom line is it illegal to have your money invested in these types of funds?
Is it illegal or advisable? And that's going to be the question. If
right.
they have legal rights, then
advisable
they can
for
do
the
whatever
queen,
they want.
Maybe, right?
Right? But
because
what does it look like?
She's not a politician.
There you go. What does it look like to the people that you serve? I mean, the same thing can be said not only for political figures, but for corporations like Nike and Apple. If this word gets out that they're trying to avoid taxes, well, is mm-hmm. that going to make a lot of people turned off enough where they might avoid the brand? It's going to be
a very good question. Yeah. I mean, wasn't it right around this time last year we had the Panama Papers?
That's what
right?
I was thinking of. It was
yeah.
the Panama Papers. And so it was a year or two ago that came out.
That one only seemed to take down, like, Hermione Granger, because Emma Watson, the actress who plays her, apparently had some investments with all her Harry Potter money in some of those Panama Papers that came up. But, again, like you said, Jen, the big, big question is it illegal or is it just not advisable? So it'll be interesting to see where that goes.
All right. Also going on in the news, sort of a political story. Anthony Weiner headed to prison this week. He checked in on Monday for sexting with a 15-year-old girl, a crime he called his, quote, rock bottom. Anthony Weiner spent his Sunday holed up in his Union Square apartment where a source in the building spotted his dad, Morton, getting Starbucks around 11 a.m. Father and son then spent about 5 hours together ahead of his trip to the Federal Medical Center in Devens, Massachusetts, where he was under orders to arrive for his 21-month sentence no later than 2 p.m. The lockup on a former Army base about 40 miles northwest of Boston is just one of two sites that offers residential treatment for sex offenders who share a common housing unit and undergo therapy 5 days a week. It's probably better for him than sitting in a prison somewhere. Other inmates who have resided there are Raj Rajartaranam. Do we know who that is?
No, but you're nailing it right now with these names.
He's an insider trader who suffers from diabetes and high blood pressure. Peter Madoff, a reported cancer survivor who helped his older brother, you remember him, Bernie Madoff, $20 billion from investors through his Ponzi scheme. Anthony Weiner twice broke down in tears when he was sentenced back in September following earlier scandals that forced him from Congress in 2011 and also sank his comeback that he was looking to get elected mayor in New York before he was exposed as the X-rated cyber sexter Carlos Danger. Hopefully this treatment will work for Anthony Weiner. I mean, clearly this guy has some stuff going on, and while he is a predator because he's going after people that are way too young for him, girls that are way too young for him, well, I guess 21 months we will know, because he's not, I don't think he's eligible for early
he's
release.
He's not. So yeah, that's why he was weeping in court.
Months.
Right,
that's,
and the judge said he has to do the whole time, and that's it. There's no good behavior, nothing.
Hmm. All right, some retail problems for Macy's and Nordstrom just as the holidays are hitting. Oh boy, it's 15 minutes past the hour. The DJV Show.
Whether your kids are still in car seats or high school, Chrysler offers an entire lineup of family-friendly vehicles designed to make your life easier. And now, take advantage of great deals at your local Chrysler dealer.
I'm Nick Miles in Japan this week with the latest automotive news from the 2017 Tokyo Motor Show. Mazda unveiled two concepts at the 45th Tokyo Show. The Kai concept that is expected to become the Mazda 3 with a Sky Active X gasoline engine, and the Vision concept. The Vision concept suggests a return to more of a Mazda RX style, but with four doors. Elegant with a more premium feel, it has four exhaust pipes, which suggests Mazda will be continuing a gasoline engine line. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Whether your kids are still in car seats or high school, Chrysler offers an entire lineup of family-friendly vehicles designed to make your life easier. And now, take advantage of great deals at your local Chrysler dealer.
This is Doug Steffen with a focus on Vivint Smart Home. This is the number one smart home services provider in America. It wants to make your home smarter and your life easier. And wow, doorbell cameras, security cameras, smart thermostats, door and window sensors, smoke detectors. There's all of this and more connected through a unified network with centralized control. Vivint systems. Simple, intuitive, and something that you need if you want to make things easier in your home. What a great idea to give somebody that you care about that may be home alone a Vivint system. How about that for a Christmas idea? Automatic climate control, optimum comfort. You can speak to the person at the front door with a Vivint system. You can open the door. Call 855-718-6167 to get all the benefits. Vivint Home Systems, 855-718-6167.
Staples knows you can't afford to have your business slow down over the holidays. New customers aren't delivered down your chimney. You won't find new accounts in your stocking. No, just because it's the holidays doesn't mean you can stop marketing your company. So promote your business with eye-catching print materials, like presentations, brochures, postcards, and promotional products from Staples. And now save 20% off print and marketing services orders of $50 or more. Sounds like you got at least one thing on your holiday list. Staples. It's pro time. Exclusions apply. Ends 12/2/17.
ABC Tonight.
On one night,
the heart of country music beats stronger than ever.
The CMA Awards, with performances by Garth Brooks, Luke Bryan, Miranda Lambert, Thomas Rhett, Pink. Woo! And one-of-a-kind collaboration, Reba McEntire and Kelsey Ballerini, Tim McGraw and Faith Hill, Maren Morris and Niall Horan. Plus, the biggest stars unite in the most powerful show open ever.
Don't you love country music?
The CMA Awards, live.
Tonight at 8, 7 Central on ABC.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
It is the DJV show at 17 minutes past the hour. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara Schillen, Dougie out on vacation. And guys, got to spend some moments here celebrating this numbnuts, ding-dong, Marilyn Manson, who has obviously many issues all of his own, just take a peek at his outward appearance or what he's showing the rest of the world, and you will know that there's something that's not quite right with Marilyn Manson. Well, he decided to go for shock over the weekend when he was participating in an event called Knotfest over the weekend here locally, my neck of the woods, Southern California. Knotfest 2017 is the day after. It's kind of the second half of Ozfest. And Marilyn Manson got up on stage and whipped out a pretty good-looking version of a weapon, of a gun. He held it on the crowd in San Bernardino. Now, the reason that this is a little strange is that San Bernardino is a community that is still recovering from a terror attack of just about a year and a half ago, the one with Tashfeen Malik, Saeed Farouk, who shot up the Inland Regional Center. And this guy thought that it would be a good idea to hold a gun on the crowd to make a statement saying that people shouldn't be offended by him holding a fake gun in front of the crowd. We should be offended by people with real guns. Guys, to me, there is no excuse for someone to do something like this, mm-hmm. especially in a community where I don't care what kind of political statement you're making, that is still very much in recovery from a huge terrorist event.
Apparently his microphone was attached to it, so while he's saying into the microphone, the gun was pointing to the crowd. I don't know. That's just so uncomfortable. It's not a fun thing. I can't imagine that the crowd was comfortable with that. Not even the fact that it's just San Bernardino, but I mean, a few weeks ago there was a massive concert shooting. So it doesn't matter where. I mean, it's probably more so there. But if that happened in D.C., I would still be really uncomfortable with it. Not a good idea.
He also let the drums during this particular song serve as the rapid fire as he pointed this gun at the audience. Oh, yeah.
And then, what a horrible thought, but, like, God forbid something actually happens, and then you don't know that something's happening because you think it's just this stupid guy holding a gun, and it's just the drums, but then it ends up being something else. What a bad idea, and what bad, like, karma and juju that's putting out there.
Totally. Pretty horrible stuff. So, again, Marilyn Manson, he gets the Dope of the Day award from all of us here at the DJV show, holding a gun on the crowd, a fake gun, nonetheless, still scary for those crowd members in attendance in San Bernardino for Knotfest over the weekend. It's 20 minutes past the hour on the DJV show.
Hi.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Sick of hair loss, thinning hair, bald spots? Ever thought about hair restoration? It's a life-changing decision. Thankfully, the first step is incredibly easy and absolutely free because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals just how easy and affordable their permanent solution to hair loss really is. Get yours by texting EASY44 to 85850. You'll see for free just how great your hair could look. Plus, we'll also give you a free gift card when you text EASY44 to 85850. Join the men and women all over the country who have come to Bosley, the world's most experienced hair restoration expert, for their permanent solution to hair loss. If you've ever thought about getting your hair back, don't miss this incredible offer. We're giving away an invaluable information kit absolutely free, plus a gift card for $250 off to everyone who texts EASY44 to 85850. That's EASY44 to 85850.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
No shoes, no shirt, and no problem. Blues, what blues? Hey, I forgot them. The sun and the sand and a drink in my hand. No problems. No problems. Want a towel on a chair, the sand by the sea. Want to look in my shade to see you there with me.
We're all sitting on the beach with a frozen drink, toes in the sand. Can we make this happen? No problems on the DJV show. This is Kenny Chesney, and we're talking about Kenny. You know, we do music right here every single day. And Kenny Chesney in the focus because his new live album debuted at number one. Kenny Chesney collects his eighth number one album on the Billboard 200 chart as his new live album, Live in No Shoes Nation, starts at number one. He continues to have the second most number ones among all country acts. He trails only Garth Brooks, who has nine. He's catching up. All eight of Chesney's number ones have debuted in the top spot, making him the country act with the most debuts at number one because seven of Brooks' nine leaders started at number one. Live in No Shoes Nation is also the first live album to lead the chart in more than 7 years. The last to do so was a various artist charity set, Hope for Haiti Now, which spent a week at number one on the February 6, 2010 dated list. That's my birthday, guys. And in a rare occurrence for 2017, Chesney's new album was powered almost entirely by traditional album sales, whose sum was generated largely by concert ticket album sale redemption promotion. With Chesney's 2018 stadium tour, the cost of the CD of Chesney's album was bundled into the price of each ticket sold online for his tour. Very smart. Those went on sale September 22nd. After purchasing a ticket, customers would get a coupon, a redemption offer for the album, where they could choose to redeem the CD and have it mailed to them. The only sales that count toward the charts of those albums that are redeemed by customers, so they actually had to take that extra step. And there were a million tickets available for Chesney's stadium tour, and he regularly sells out his shows. So if you do the math there, it's not surprising to see a robust sales figure driven by the offer. Live in No Shoes Nation is a 29-track album that collects live highlights from Chesney's various tours stretching way back to 2007's Flip-Flop Summer Tour. Now, ladies, this seems to be the new trend in music sales, and that is packaging that CD with your concert ticket. And you can imagine that most artists will continue to do this because of the success seen by artists like Kenny Chesney.
It's interesting that he has this record now, but even though most people, well, not most, I think it's about half of the people who bought his tickets didn't redeem the offer for the free CD. The reason for that is, how many people still have CD players? I don't.
That's right.
I literally have no way to play a CD. I don't have one in my car. I don't have one in my home. I've got nothing. So, no, I don't even have an external hard drive on my MacBook. So it's amazing that he's able to set this record knowing that, you know, only half of the people even redeem the offer. So good for Kenny Chesney.
Yeah, no, this is smart, especially because you're right. They're not the devices that people need. I'm sure you'll see artists going towards those streams and those downloads and downloading the albums. But, you know, maybe Kenny Chesney's crowd's a little more classic. He does, if you ever get a chance, the most phenomenal live show. He is one of those artists where you are missing out if you don't see him live. He's got so much energy. Doesn't need a lot of special effects, although I think he might have a little pyrotechnic stuff with him in a stadium tour. But he is just out there running around and singing his heart out. So get a chance to see Kenny Chesney on tour in 2018 and pick up that new album. Congratulations to him at 28 minutes past the hour. It's the DJ V Show.
Pulling while we're tilling up the land. She's even kind of crazy about my farmer's tan.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is A Healthier You, and I'm Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute. Should patients be worried about their doctors? Unfortunately, the answer is yes. American doctors face growing constraints on their ability to provide the best treatments possible to their patients. Reams of paperwork and onerous restrictions on what they can prescribe are diverting their attention from what they do best, delivering quality health care to patients. This development is approaching a crisis level in the view of many physicians. Some doctors are already speaking out on the pressures that insurers and others are placing on the medical profession, but the public and even many policymakers are not aware of how bad the situation is. Patients need to tell policymakers that they want to see the doctor-patient relationship kept at the center of American medicine. It is in the interest of all of us to let doctors be doctors. For more details, check out Facebook, Better Healthcare Policy.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Boo!
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
It is the DJ V Show. Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Kara. Dougie is out this week. He is on vacation in Italy for his birthday. He'll be back not the whole week. He'll be gone. He'll be back towards the end of the week. So we'll be excited to hear about his trip when he returns. In the meantime, more information is coming out regarding the shooter in this Texas church mass shooting in Sutherland Springs, Texas. According to the Air Force, everybody wanted to know how he got the gun. This was a person, there's Devin Patrick Kelly, who is the shooter, got a gun, and people wanted to know how he was able to do that, because he was dishonorably discharged from the Air Force. He also served about a year of detention time after he assaulted his child and his wife. The Air Force said that they failed to record the Texas shooter's domestic violence conviction in a federal database that would have kept him from buying that gun. The Air Force now making that admission, a glaring oversight that allowed him to pass multiple background checks and legally purchase firearms. This was a stunning admission, guys, from the Air Force that raised critical questions about coordination between the military and the federal background check system that's designed to keep guns from those who have lost the right to purchase them. You know, remember, on Sunday, this is when this all happened, where Kelly Kelly opened fire on the First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs, east of San Antonio. He ended up killing 26. He wounded 20 others, and he himself was later found dead of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. This is a real problem because there are checks in the system that in this case would have probably worked in preventing Devin Kelly from getting a hold of those guns. And because of the failures by the Air Force, that wasn't the case.
These stories are just so frustrating, you know. I mean, I feel exacerbated by all this stuff. Who can buy a gun? Who can't? There was stuff I was watching on the news yesterday about, you know, when President Trump first got into office, he rolled back the mental health clause from an Obama era gun control law, and you know, people who had known mental health issues were not supposed to be allowed to get a gun, and then that got rolled back, and we've seen several cases already of people who really shouldn't have a gun, and they were legally able to do it. So it's just, I don't know what the answer is. It's just, I think America is just exhausted.
Was a tough one for me because it all depends. We have Second Amendment rights in this country, and so you have the right to bear arms. And the idea, and this is always a sticky situation, I don't think a lot of people like to hear it, but that the idea is that you have someone else dictating if you are a person with mental problems or not is difficult, because what constitutes that? Is it that somebody needed Lexapro for a time in their life, or is it someone with really severe mental problems? And that's sort of where the constitutional gray area is that I think a lot of people have to work through. You can't just take away a whole entire group's right to buy guns if for some reason it's something that's minor has been overcome. So I think there is a lot to debate in that, and I don't necessarily know that it's the appropriate time or place to do that right here, but there is so much gray area going on with gun purchases. You're right, Victoria. I just think that there is also a lack of communication between government departments, and it calls into question, again, how much you can trust the government to really protect the people. That's what the government is here for, first and foremost, is to ensure our safety. And how many times after events like this do we hear, well, the FBI knew about this person. The FBI had this person on their radar, yet this person was still allowed to carry out an attack. In this case, the Air Force knew that this was a person who was a bad guy, who had been convicted of assaulting his child, his stepchild and his wife, and that was not somehow reported to the database. These are failings of a very big government system that I just don't think we can tolerate anymore.
Yep, you're right. You're absolutely right. I mean, I know a fair amount of NRA members, responsible gun owners, and they're outraged by this. And the leadership in the NRA is something that, you know, they're very upset with. And that's one component. I mean, the lawmakers just refusing to really act on anything or to come up with something sensible. I don't know what the answer is going to be. At some point, something's going to have to give. And how many more lives have to be lost before we can all just come together and agree on, you know, on what the right course of action is, instead of just taking these hard lines where no one is willing to budge? I'm just so sick of the no one willing to budge aspect of it.
Well, and is this just one of the negative pieces of living in a free society like we do? I mean, that's the other thing, is that we constantly are searching for answers as to what could have been done differently. And the answer is, if we enjoy the freedoms of this country, can things like this even be prevented?
Well, I don't know. I mean, my definition of being free is, you know, it's different from people who, you know, feel like they want to fight for, you know, for gun rights over human lives rights. I don't know.
I think it's probably a debate for another time, but it seems that if we enjoy freedom of speech, we enjoy our Second Amendment rights, so we have a choice. We can either limit those things, or we can live freely, and sadly, things like this may happen. And I think that's a real question that people are having right now. It's a dialogue that's not an easy one, certainly for a lot of people. And, you know, who's to say that even with more limitations that this kind of thing actually stops? I mean, what stopped this attack was a good Samaritan with a gun. It was a good guy with a gun stopping a bad guy with a gun. And so there are so many sticky pieces to all of this, and there are no easy answers, where if you just eliminated the guns, that all the violence goes away, because bad guys still find ways to impart harm on people, to do things that are wrong. All right, also going on, speaking of people doing things wrong, Harvey Weinstein back in the news today. Apparently, word is coming out that he hired a private investigation firm in 2016 to dig up information on journalists and women who were set to accuse him of sexual harassment. He knew this was coming, and he was doing everything he could to fight it. This is according to a new report out in the New Yorker. Harvey Weinstein allegedly hired corporate intelligence companies Kroll and Black Cube, largely composed of former Mossad officers and members of other Israeli intelligence agencies. The New Yorker got documents and testimony from seven anonymous sources that detailed his attempts to collect information designed to stop exposure of abuse accusations. We already heard about this with Rose McGowan, who specifically these agencies were targeting her. She signed a legal settlement with Weinstein and has said that the producer raped her. Two investigators met with Rose McGowan under false pretenses to gain information. One agent, pretending to be a woman's rights activist, contacted her over the course of the last few months. And the actress mentioned speaking to reporter Ronan Farrow about her allegations against Weinstein. Apparently, then, they were able to reach out to Ronan Farrow, who also was a part of releasing this story to the masses about Harvey Weinstein. So this guy not only was a predator, but he also knew how to stop these stories. Ladies, it makes it more disturbing. It makes the story even more dark that he would go after these people who were trying to come out against him.
Well, yeah, wasn't it with the same Rose McGowan story? Wasn't it Lisa Bloom who reached out to Ronan Farrow and said, "Hey, I know you're going to publish this story, but I have, you know, information on her sex tape or her sex, her mm-hmm. past sex life or something yeah. like that to try and stop it from coming out." I mean, how horrible is that? The fact that someone has had, you know, sexual relationships with other people in the past, and for some reason that seems is enough to you know. Prevent
slut
all of
her.
Every, you know, slut shame her so that none of this information about Harvey Weinstein, who's the real bad guy here, comes out. It's horrible.
Yeah.
All right, more celebrity news in the focus. Johnny Depp, something weird is going on with Johnny Depp. We'll have that for you next. It's the DJV show at 42 minutes past the hour.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
This report is brought to you by Marcus by Goldman Sachs. I'm Andrea Warrock, personal finance expert and ambassador for Marcus by Goldman Sachs, which offers no-fee personal loans to people with good credit. Imagine what life would be like if everything came with a fee taken out of it. What if your slice of pizza came with a bite missing? Or your new car arrived without a wheel? So why is it okay that many other lenders take up to 5% out of your personal loan as a sign-up fee? That's why personal loans from Marcus by Goldman Sachs have no fees ever. So the loan amount you're approved for is exactly the amount that you'll receive. There's also no fee for paying off your loan early. And if your payment is late, Marcus won't charge a fee for that either. Just pay the interest for the additional days. Don't get feed. See how much you could save over existing credit card debt by visiting Marcus.com and check out a no-fee personal loan from Marcus by Goldman Sachs.
Time for an important message from MyPillow. If you're having a hard time tossing and turning when you're in bed at night and you're looking for new pillows, you all know the story of MyPillow. You all know how great they are. Patented adjustable fill. MyPillow stays cool and in place all night long. So, MyPillow sells itself. Here's a special offer for you from me. 4 pillows for the price of 1 from MyPillow. You heard me right. 1 pillow you pay for, you get 3 more free. 2 premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows. Low price for 1, don't pay for the other 3. Make sure you use the promo code DS when you call 800-716-5989. 1 pillow you pay for, 3 you get free. 800-716-5989 or go to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Remember, use the promo code DS.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to GEICO. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidge Woman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidge Woman, GEICO retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidge Woman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
It's 45 minutes past the hour. It is the DJV show, and Johnny Depp has been getting a lot of press lately, not for his acting talents, his prowess. Oh, no. The question was Johnny Depp drunk at a movie premiere at Murder on the Orient Express? The Murder on the Orient Express event just happened this past week, in the last week or so. There was a big premiere with the red carpet, of course. And judging by the looks he got from his fellow cast members, it seems that Johnny Depp may have enjoyed a few drinks on the way to the event. He appeared a little worse for the wear on the red carpet, which was held at Royal Albert Hall, and allegedly reeked of booze while mixing it up with his co-stars. That's Dame Judi Dench, Penelope Cruz, and director Kenneth Branagh, of course. Snaps of his personal security man, Jerry Judge, having to practically hold him up only added to the impression that he was having a big night out. Now, apparently, it did start prior to the evening at the London Club called The Box, but a movie source says Johnny was having a big old night and was off for smoking three times while inside. He was annoyed people were staring at him, too. On the night of the premiere, however, he was in a strange mood and everyone thought he'd been drinking. He was lamenting his split from Amber Heard, so he's still not over the issues that he had with his intended. That was his wife, actually.
Yeah.
And so he's kind of denying, as people are saying, that he was not going to, that he wasn't drinking, but he's denied doing almost every press availability that he can. He's been missing them all if he's allowed to. He's only been doing the ones that are really imposed on him by his contract. So Johnny Depp sort of undercover, not looking so hot. Definitely people thought he was drunk, even though he says he's not. And now, guys, we're finding out that he actually is maybe having some money trouble, too. Victoria, you have the story on this.
Yeah, I mean, Johnny Depp, for at least since around the time that that Amber Heard left him, there has been a lot of rumors about how he made so much money and then he blamed his ex-managers for mismanaging it and that he's basically bankrupt now. It's such a weird story. Now his ex-managers, whom he fired because he claimed that they had lost a lot of his money, they lent him $5 million. They gave him a loan and they want that money back, and apparently he made a few payments on it initially. Now since he fired them, he said he's not paying them anymore. And he said that they actually owe him money, so they're trying to get a judge to force Johnny Depp to sell all five of his Los Angeles properties.
I'm telling you, I was looking at the pictures from the red carpet at Murder on the Orient Express, which I'm sort of intrigued about seeing, actually.
Yeah.
And and he literally, his security guard is holding him up almost like a rod from
like Weekend at
like
Bernie's.
In behind. Yeah, I mean, he's holding it up back his shoulders, and Johnny Depp's got the cigarette in one hand, and he's got this horrible look on his face. So
he is Keith Richards now.
He looks like Keith Richards. He looks like a baby Keith Richards. That's right. All right. I guess good thoughts sending out to Johnny Depp. To get it together, man. You've got the world at your fingertips. It's 50 minutes past the hour on the DJV show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It is the DJV show, and every day at this time, we are all about that tech talk. You can follow us with the hashtag tech talk on Twitter, on Facebook. Just look for DJV show. And Victoria, this was the strangest thing. The other day, it seemed that the U.S. suffered a major internet outage throughout the entire country. I saw people complaining about this all over social media. What the heck happened here?
This was so bizarre. People had no idea what was going on with their internet, and I guess individually they thought, oh, it must be like a local problem. But it turns out it was actually across the entire nation, especially both coasts. They were the most affected by this. The culprit was a configuration issue from Level 3, which is a telecommunications and internet service provider owned by CenturyLink. CenturyLink said the configuration error disrupted service and technicians restored service within about 90 minutes. It wasn't really that quick, though, for people who didn't use CenturyLink. The weird thing is Comcast and Xfinity internet services also had the same type of outage. It just lasted for different amounts of time, and it hit different areas across the country. Now, there's a website called Down Detector, and that monitors internet outages. Comcast and Level 3 connectivity was impacted sometime around like 10 a.m. Pacific, went through various times, an hour or two. It just depends on where you were. Spectrum, Verizon, and AT&T were also affected. AT&T, of course, has agreed to acquire Time Warner, so Time Warner gets lumped now into whatever outages they had, gets lumped under the AT&T umbrella. And, of course, there were a lot of public complaints, and right away there were rumors that everyone's internet had been hacked, that this was an online terrorist attack, cybersecurity threat. It turns out, actually, it really wasn't, and CenturyLink apparently is really the culprit behind it. The misconfiguration translates to, user error. And so, but it had such a rippling effect across so many different companies. So I think that, it is scary when that happens, especially sort of in the, you know, in the times we live in right now, whenever something like that goes down and you just, and there's no explanation, and you, the people were calling up their service providers and the service providers said no, they didn't know what to say. And so it's, that can be scary when you think the grid is under attack, but it turns out in this case it was just user error. So I'm sure, hopefully we won't see that kind of thing again, but it was pretty widespread. They haven't even released the numbers on how many Americans were affected by this, but I would not, this was in the millions for sure.
Wow, that's, it's huge. I know that there are big maps with splotches all over it showing where this outage actually hit people. So this is the risk that we live in, right? In this age, some of that stuff is going to go down. All right, privacy concerns. So speaking of our new age of technology, Victoria, you got the new iPhone X over the weekend.
Yeah.
And it's got facial recognition software. That's how the phone is accessed now. Without the code, it just looks at you and it knows it's you and it'll turn your phone on. But there are a lot of privacy concerns over that facial recognition technology. What's going on?
Well, you know, it's interesting. A lot of people were excited, myself included, in, you know, the facial recognition software and having the new iPhone. And some people, however, were still very concerned about privacy and security. And it turns out Apple is granting third-party developers access to the iPhone X face data, which... it's something that it scares a lot of people. Some people don't care. Other people are really afraid of it. Apple will let outside developers use the face data collected by the iPhone X, provided that they ask permission from the user and agree not to use the data for authentication, advertising, or marketing purposes. I don't really trust that someone says, oh, sure, you can trust us, and we won't use it for any of those reasons. But privacy advocates have been concerned about access to face data for a while now. Senator Al Franken wrote an open letter to Apple CEO Tim Cook expressing these exact worries. They argue that facial recognition software and the data from it can be invasive, misleading, and potentially even used for surveillance purposes.
Wow.
So people are very concerned about that. However... it turns out that the situation is not nearly as dire as people may think. The data that developers are actually able to access isn't even powerful enough to unlock your phone. So even though they have your facial recognition image and things like that, they still can't even use it to access your phone because it comes through Apple's augmented reality tools, not the actual Face ID. So the augmented reality tools, meaning if you use that cute little unicorn or the monkey and it's using your face data to animate the little animal, that's the data that they're actually having access to. So unless they really can unlock a phone while you look like a unicorn, it turns out there really isn't that much to be worried about. And it turns out it's on the same level as a Snapchat filter. So if you're concerned about this, just relax because it's the same level of security as a Snapchat filter that turns you into a sparkling woodland fairy.
Okay.
So you're fine.
somehow I sort of feel better, but not.
That's what I'm here for.
All right, great stuff. Victoria Keelan, Tech Talk. Follow the hashtag Tech Talk at DJV Show. It is 59 minutes past the hour.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.